Hello, Matt. Happy National Science Week. Welcome to another episode of Renewable Energy Update.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And I guess it seems apt that we should talk about science.
It sure does. So we've been talking about intermittency with renewable energy in quite a few of our Renewable Energy Update segments. So you've got an interesting example for us today on storing renewable energy.
Right. So this topic today comes all the way from Finland, and it is, talking about an alternative approach to storage. So we know that renewable energy sources like solar and wind are intermittent, so we have to have some, ultimately we have to have some kind of storage option. One approach that could be really good is pumped hydro, where the energy is kind of stored as potential energy of water at the top of a hill. But for consumers, I guess the most common approach is batteries. And batteries can work well, and the price of lithium-ion batteries is going down pretty quickly. It's on a kind of learning curve where the price is reducing quite a lot, and over the last 10 years we've seen massive reductions. But it is still, it still makes your solar system more expensive, and also batteries are quite complicated, and they require a lot of kind of materials, which as we expand the amount of batteries that we're making, it could become problematic with the amount of materials, the resources that we need to use. And so there's a company in Finland called Polar Night Energy who are working on kind of a prototype energy storage system, which is very simple and doesn't require a lot of rare materials. And the solution is actually sand. So they've made a kind of prototype battery using sand as a storage mechanism. And the, I mean, we talk about a kind of a lot of high-tech things on this segment, but this approach, this kind of sand storage battery, is very simple. And the basic idea is that we kind of, we use renewable electricity to heat. So we kind of run a heater by using renewable electricity, which could be doing with solar or wind. And then effectively it just stores sand in a silo. And the company kind of emphasizes the idea that it's not really special sand. It's just kind of normal sand that is able to store heat. So I guess in a European context like Finland, one of the big issues is being able to have heating in winter. And so this would allow, because the heat, which is heated to around 500 or 600 degrees, it can be stored quite effectively over a long time. And so we could be using solar panels in the summer to heat the sands, and then it will be stored there and available to use in the winter. And so at the moment, the idea is that it's really a form of storing heat rather than a form of storing electricity. And as we mentioned, in a European context, this can be good to help with space heating of homes and workplaces. This has become, I guess, particularly interesting given the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We spoke about a month ago with Dr. Pietro Altomat about how the real economic impact that that has had, I mean, a kind of aside of the tragedy and death that war brings, it's really had an impact on the economics in Europe, and in particular the economics of gas, because a lot of gas is used for space heating in Europe. And so these large prices and particularly massive fluctuations in the price have kind of made this simple idea seem more and more appealing. And the interesting thing is that I guess within an Australian context, we don't have as there is some fossil gas used, but we don't have as much of a reliance in terms of space heating applications, because it's not as cold as Finland. But there would still be scope in an Australian context to look at this, because heat can be used not just for heating your room, but also for industrial processes. And so it's kind of like, you know, the making of concrete or steel, or also in like food preparation, we have to be cleaning, and we need steam and we need high temperature processes to be cleaning stuff. And so this could potentially have applications beyond just sort of space heating, but it could be used for a range of industrial processes, which would mean it's not just relevant for like, you know, Northern Europe, very cold, reducing dependence on gas. It could be really widely applicable. And finally, I guess one advantage is that, you know, if we were storing heat in water, there's kind of an upper limit on the temperature, because once we get to 100 degrees and beyond, the water boils and changes phase to steam. But with this sand, they've kind of shown that they can have much higher temperatures. So it's typically stored at around 500 degrees, but it can also be heated like up to maybe 1,000 degrees. And so the concept of sand, it seems very simple, and it is very simple, but it gives much wider flexibility, and it can be used for kind of a wide range of applications as well.
And I think anyone who has walked on the sand on a hot summer day in Australia will know that it's very good at storing heat.
For sure, yeah.
And so this is effectively replacing the heating of fossil fuels then?
So that the primary application and the thing that's made it so attractive at the moment in Europe is displacing use of gas for space heating, which is in Australia less of a thing, but as I mentioned, like changes in gas prices have had huge implications for heating in Europe.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Thanks for having me. It's great to chat to you.